I wouldn't ask a soul for nothing. This phrase captures one of the central themes of this recording, namely, the fear of dependency and the extent to which an individual will go to maintain his or her independence and integrity. The listener reverberates from the impact of the fierce hostility expressed by the new group member toward the kind of help the group offers. Help is a piece of bread, economic assistance, not a group of people sitting around meddling and telling me what I got to do. The nature of group help is incomprehensible to the new member. One senses that language is used by members of the group as a weapon of assault to cut through the resistance and hostility. The chief focus of the group discussion is the new member's abdication of parental responsibility.
How you feel about the group saying that?
What makes you feel this way about the group?
I've lived by myself all this time. Made it easier for me. I don't even go back to the time.
Well, I've lived by myself too, but I think this group is so true.
Maybe it has that few, but they're not doing nothing for me.
Well, I'm saying
my life
doing anything to you. They're here to
working, feed my children and doing nothing. I don't have my bad for nothing. I go to work every day. So that means I don't say nothing else in this group. I let it go. When they go and tell me where I got to live, that's it.
Don't you want any help?
No.
You don't want
as far as that concerned, no indeed. Not far as that concerned.
Is your pride bigger than hell?
Is my what?
Pride?
No, I just don't want it. I haven't had none of this. No, I asked the state to help me. They didn't help me, so I don't see where nobody else can tell me what to do. So I don't say nothing else about it.
Living with a lie is about the worst thing you can do. In this discussion, the parents, many of whom were receiving public assistance grants, talk about living with a system as it now exists in many communities, which forces them to lie and cheat to survive. They see that system as vague and arbitrary. The phrase, "it all depends on your worker," is repeated throughout. You've got nothing, and if you get anything, they're going to take it away from you. Your dignity as a human being is denigrated by the welfare system and those in the world who look down on you. Elizabeth Wickenden argues that the very heart of the poverty problem in the United States is one of entitlement under law. Quote, "In the relationship of individuals to the society in which they live, dignity, freedom, and security rest upon a maximum range of objectively defined rights and entitlements," end of quote. The members of this group, despite entrapment in the system, maintain humor and compassion for one another.
I work 20 hours a week, and I clear about, well, before they take out, I make $26 for the 20 hours a week. By the time they take out, $23.03. Well, my bus fare comes out of that. And they cut my check down to $139. They took $60 off of me.
They said you're supposed to get enough to pay the agency.
Five.